Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Import, Chicago, Illinois.
Camel Country, 107.9. This is Gunner and Cheyenne.
Welcome to Tuesday, June 6th, 2023. It's Gunner and Cheyenne on social media. Gunner and Cheyenne. You can text us all throughout the show at 22108. Saw some power rankings for the D-backs this morning.
Oh, yeah? How's that looking?
Of the entire league, they're sitting in number 8 in the power rankings.
Okay. That's better than the bottom, so I'll take it.
It's a heck of a lot better than the bottom.
Like, I'll take it. I'm just not number one. So I'll bet, like...
Yeah, what do you expect of the team when they won the World Series in 2001 and have been struggling ever since?
I know, I'm just
saying. And you're like, well, it's not number one.
I mean, that's what we say. You know, like, they're the seventh loser right now. That makes me sad.
Well, congrats to the D-backs at being number 8 to the power rankings. They're behind the Braves.
Okay.
Who they did lose a series to over the weekend, which, I mean, if they would have just swept them out, they would be sitting at the top of the National League right now.
Right.
But right now, they're tied for second with the Dodgers. You got the Braves at number 1, and then the Dodgers and the D-backs tied for number 2 in the National League.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, and then, you know, when I say number 8, this is just the power rankings as to how these so-called experts look at the team. And how much of a juggernaut of a powerhouse they are, you know, heading into the second half of the season.
Did you say juggernaut?
I don't know. It sounded right, like the right word to use. I mean,
it felt right. I just have not heard that word in so long.
Juggernaut. Spell it, Cheyenne.
J-U-not.
J-U-G-G-E-R-N-A-U-T.
Oh, yeah, that's not where I was going at all.
It's a powerful... A definition of a juggernaut, a huge, powerful, and overwhelming force or institution.
Wow, that was a great word.
Now, look at me pulling that out at 5:33 in the morning.
Wow. The makers of Scrabble would be so proud of you. I feel like that's a 50-point word.
I feel like it's more than that. That's pretty impressive. But congrats to the D-backs. Also, congrats to Torrey Lovello, the manager of the D-backs. He got extended through the 2024 season.
Yeah, that's exciting.
And they love him over there. We love him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been at some of our events, you know, and they listen in the morning. So that's pretty cool. But contract extension there. They see what he's doing. They're like, we're going to let you continue to cook. And we'll see what happens this season and next season. If they don't get it this season, because they weren't expecting it this season.
No, they weren't.
They knew they had a great team this year, mm-hmm. the D-backs did. But next year was what they were really looking at, like making a World Series run. But, I mean, here we go. You know, number 8 in the power rankings. Tied for number 2 in the National League.
It's so exciting. Like, it's one of those excitings that, like, gets you right in your stomach.
They are out in Washington, D.C. They're taking on the, what's that team out there? The Nationals?
Yeah.
They're taking on the Nationals tonight. So good luck to the D-backs, and good luck to you. We've got Disneyland tickets for you coming up at 7:30 this morning. Full details on that coming up at 5:50.
Gunner and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Go ahead, text the show at 22108.
Well, if you're between a rock and a hard place with your family, you know, I think an easy way to get them past whatever they're angry at you about is just take them to Disneyland.
Oh, Disney solves everything.
I think so.
Yeah.
You walk in and the happiest place on earth, there's just music and happiness everywhere.
Solves all my problems, so it's going to solve everybody else's problems.
That's, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
We've got your shot to get to Disneyland. We've got a four two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to Disneyland Resort. Giving those away at 7:30 this morning. Plus, that winner will be in to win the grand prize, which is an extra day at the park and a two-night stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel.
And that's being drawn on Friday, so get ready.
Yeah, you have a 1-in-9 shot of winning this thing.
Those are really, like, the best odds.
Well, I think a 1-in, like, a 50-50 shot's probably a better odd.
Well, but in the scale of, like, trying to win a grand prize amongst, you know, multiple other people.
Oh, yeah. You go to the D-backs game, the 50-50 drawing, you're competing against thousands.
Exactly. So yeah. This is a really good shot.
A 1-in-9 shot of, you know, getting an extra day at the park and a 2-night stay at a hotel there at the Disneyland Resort.
It's perfect.
Like, one of the hotels on the property. So you can win it coming up at 7:30 this morning. We got the National Anthem coming up at 6 and the Morning Riddle on the way as well. Here's Luke.
KMLE-FM and HD1 Chandler Phoenix. You're starting the day with Gunner and Cheyenne. Powered by NobleRam.com. Now, please pause while we salute America.
Oh, see, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and my stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting. That our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Lenny A with the National Anthem this morning, 6:01. Gutter and Cheyenne, thanks for listening today. We got your Disneyland tickets coming up at 7:30 this morning. Then Tuesday Confessions coming up at 8:20 this morning. Want to say good morning to the text of the 602. Good morning, Gutter and Cheyenne. What could I say to Gunner that he doesn't already know? Oh, yeah. 8 more days to the monsoon season. Good morning to you, sir.
Oh, that's funny.
Text of the 480. Good morning, Mo. He says Taco Tuesday.
Good morning, Mo. Oh, tacos. Those sound bomb, not gonna lie.
Bomb.com, Cheyenne.
Bomb.com.
Just like this riddle. You ready?
Are you sure? Because I'm still baffled by yesterday's riddle, so I'm hoping you can, like, go easy on us.
I think it'll be a little easier. All right. Here's your riddle. I am not alive, but seem so. because I dance and breathe with no legs or lungs of my own. What am I? I am not alive, but seems so. Because I dance and breathe with no legs or lungs of my own. What am I? I am not alive, but seems so. Because I dance and breathe with no legs or lungs of my own. What am I? Trying different inflections there. Ring a bell.
I definitely think the last one helped. It definitely did.
I am not alive, but seems so. Because I dance and breathe with no legs or lungs of my own. What am I? If you think you know it, you can text us at 22108, but think about it. We'll get you the correct answer to the morning riddle coming up here in 6 minutes on Camel Country.
Gunner and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 1079.
Go ahead, text the show at 22108.
The morning riddle today, a variety of guesses coming in on text at 22108. We do have some correct guesses.
Okay.
You came up with a guess.
I do have one.
All right. I am not alive, but seem so, because I dance and breathe with no legs or lungs of my own. What am I? I am not alive, but seem so. I didn't like that one. I am not alive, but seem so.
I don't like that one either.
Me neither. I am not alive, but seem so. Better. Because I dance and breathe with no legs or lungs of my own. What am I?
The inflection really matters. It does. So? Yes.
I texted the 909, Flubber.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm assuming like from the movie, right?
Yes.
The,
or your...
What's his name? Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or your own flubber.
I am not alive, but seems so because I dance and breathe with the legs and lungs of my own. What am I?
You got a lot. If you're on the chubby side, you understand.
Just bouncing kinda, on a trampoline is just kind of...
Yep.
What sound does it make? text the 425. I am Groot. No.
That's valid.
Text to the 909. The wind. No. Text to the 928. Ocean coral. No. Text to the 360. Wacky inflatable man. No.
Yeah.
Those car dealership things that are flying. Yeah.
You win for creativity.
That's not it. Text the 310, air, no. Text the 817, beer, no. Text the 805, which is Travis, your shadow, no. Text the 505, a balloon animal, no. Text the 425, a tree, no. Text the 623, a flower, no. Text the 602, men, no. Text the 602, Jeffrey Epstein, no. All right, Cheyenne, what's your guess? I am not alive, but seems so, because I dance and breathe with no legs or lungs of my own. What am I?
Is it fire?
Fire!
Fire!
Actually flame, but I'll take fire.
Oh, it's flame. Okay.
Yeah, but some people need it correct.
So that's nicely awesome.
Done. The morning riddle every week, morning at 6 here on Camel Country. What's the dumbest thing you've personally watched someone do? Like you're standing there, you're like, what? You do one of those rub your eyes things like they do in the cartoons. You're like, what? Am I really watching that happen? Wait until you hear this story of what some folks visiting the zoo recently watched somebody do. This story is coming up next here on Camel.
From a learner and road injury attorney's traffics.
Gunner and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 1079.
Go ahead, text the show at 22108.
Well, we are living in a day and age where people will do pretty much anything to go viral. And down in Tampa, Florida, they got a zoo called Busch Gardens. And they are working with authorities there after an influencer. I'm going to use the, you know, the bunny ears and the air quotes, you know. An influencer jumped into their alligator exhibit to make a video.
What?
Here's a clip from the video that that the man known as Jupa made. You ever heard of this guy named Jupa?
No.
Well, he's trying to make it known who he is, Cheyenne. He's trying to go viral. So he jumps in the alligator exhibit, and he has a Steve Irwin impression in the video.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Idiot. Idiot. Here we go. Take a listen. Here we go.
All right, guys. So today we're going to be jumping into the crocodile exhibit. Ooh, crikey, mate. This is insane. Let's get a closer look, shall we? Just to see how it is. We have never been this close to the alligator. The crocodiles, guys. Crikey. Look how big that bugger is. We are exploring the Amazon rainforest. This is really crazy. Crikey.
People shouting at him in the background.
I feel like I'm at a loss of words for how stupid that person is.
The team at Busch Gardens says no injuries were sustained by the guests, employees, or animals during the incident.
So, well, that's good. I'm glad nobody got hurt in the making of this dumb video.
He should have gotten hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, it's to be there and watch it happen, it's probably just you're like I mentioned the whole cartoon, like rubbing your eyes, like, am I seeing what I'm really seeing here? This dude jumping into the alligator. Why am I having an issue saying alligator?
Alligator.
But I mean, if the alligator got him by the ankle and started doing a death roll,
right?
I mean, he definitely had what was coming to him.
Oh yeah, like I definitely don't disagree with you.
Feel bad if an alligator eats him. I mean,
the human heart in me would feel bad because, like, I don't want anybody to be hurt ever. But also, the common sense side of me goes, what is the saying? You play...
play with fire, you get burned?
No.
Do dumb stuff.
Win dumb prizes. Yeah. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of what you get. But, like, how do you not go beyond that and think... If something happens to me, people are going to watch that in horror. Like, you would traumatize everyone who just got...
Yeah.
Watched you got eaten by an alligator.
Would it traumatize them? I don't know. Yes. I feel like that would be an extra special treat for me if I went to the zoo.
No.
How often do you see an alligator eat an idiot?
Was that a good snack?
Yeah, no. Right? You enjoy that, buddy?
That would be... traumatizing.
Yeah, I probably would for some kids and some adults, but you know, he got out of there safely, and hopefully they just ban him from all social media, because that guy does not deserve a social media if he's going to be doing stupid stuff.
I totally agree with you.
What is the dumbest thing you've personally watched somebody do? For, you know, these zoo goers that were there at the alligator exhibit, probably that story right there. We saw a social media influencer jump in there trying to go viral. But for you, Camel Nation, what is the dumbest thing you've personally watched somebody do? Like, you had to do a double take because you're like, there's no way this person is this dumb to be doing that.
But they were, because they did it.
You can text us at 22108.
Gunner and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 1079.
Go ahead, text the show at 22108.
I'm sure that's what the alligator was thinking to that social media influencer. Just stay here a little longer. Stay here a little longer. I'll get you. Tampa, Florida, at Busch Gardens, there was some social media influencer that was trying to go viral, so he jumped into the alligator exhibit.
Are you okay over there?
I got some, like, sores in my mouth from my braces.
Okay.
I'll blame it on that.
Okay, we'll do that today.
Here's some audio from this kid's video.
All right, guys. So today we're going to be jumping into the crocodile exhibit. Ooh, crikey, mate. This is insane. Let's get a closer look, shall we? Just to see how it is. We have never been this close to the alligator.
Yeah, Steve Irwin impression.
I just, like, as people, we have such a disrespect for wild animals. Like, this is just, it drives me insane as somebody who's, like, dealt with exotic animals.
What do you mean by disrespect? Just not...
Like, you just don't respect the fact that they are wild animals.
Like, no fear when it comes to the potential of what they could do to you as far as bodily harm?
Yeah, like, we're just so either just naive or we just don't care.
Well, there's a lot of videos going around from Yellowstone of people going out near the buffalo and the bison and taking selfies with them, and then they react, you know, and there's a lot of these. It's actually a lot of videos going around right now.
Dumb.
From Yellowstone.
Yeah. Leave the wild animals alone.
So for people in Busch Gardens in Tampa, that is probably the dumbest thing they've personally ever watched somebody do. But Camel Nation, here in the Valley, wherever your ventures have taken you, what is the dumbest thing you've personally watched somebody do? Texts are coming in at 22108. Text from the 562. I watched somebody get married once.
Stop it! Stop.
Text of the 480, I watched a guy lick the wrapper of his sandwich wrapper at Jersey Mike's after he took his last bite. That place is good.
I mean, they got some really good, like, olive oil.
Yeah, and the vinegar.
Oh.
Yeah, you eat your sandwich. Got to lick it all right off there at the wrapper.
Yep, clean it up.
It's like kids do with the little, you know, little dipping cups. You know, they get done, just lick it on out. Get every last bite.
Yeah.
I texted the 63. I once saw this guy try to put gas in a Tesla.
What?
Teslas are 100% electric.
I know that.
Maybe he rented it, not knowing.
How do you not know your car's electric?
I don't know. I've never driven a Tesla.
No sound. Makes zero sound.
Yeah, but I mean, let's say like you go to Enterprise. That's the only car they have left on the rental lot. And they're like, all right, here's the keys. You get in it thinking it's a normal car, not thinking. You see the gauge go down and you're like, oh, it's on empty. I gotta refuel this thing. Only, you know, you didn't know that you have to refuel it with electricity. You know, I don't see how that happens, but okay.
Sure
it could happen. I'm sure it could
obviously
happen.
Obviously it does.
Text of the 623, with signs all around saying no running, the lifeguard at Hurricane Harbor ran and tried to jump over a rope. He biffed it, slamming down on his ribs, arm, and knee.
Ouch.
Text of the 602, dumbest thing I've ever seen was a truck driving down the road with a mattress and box spring on top. Apparently, they did not have enough rope to tie it down because they had a guy on top, spread eagle, trying to keep it from flying off. Idiot.
Idiot. It's like my favorite word.
Text of the 480. Years back when I was in high school, me and some buddies found a fireproof coat at Goodwill. I decided it was going to be awesome. Gosh. We poured gasoline all over it. I lit it on fire. We ran through the Fry's parking lot now with Tukey.
Idiot.
Text of the 520. Dumbest thing I ever saw was somebody shoot a bottle rocket out of their butt once it started.
I don't need the rest of the story. It's good right there.
Once it started to spark, the guy clenched, locking it in there. It failed to launch and exploded on him while he was still.
Oh, my God. Clinch will get you every time.
The clinch, man. You gotta allow that thing to fly. You gotta let it fly like a little birdie. You can't clinch on the stick. And then the text ends with college.
That makes so much sense.
Dumbest thing you've ever seen somebody do, you can text us at 22108.
Gunner and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 1079.
Go ahead, text the show at 22108.
All right, going to get to a few more of these texts coming in on the dumbest thing you've personally watched somebody do on this topic after talking about the story out of Tampa, Florida of a, this is a teen. I keep wanting to call him a kid because of the way he acted, but he's probably like a teen, late teens, maybe 18, 19.
He's probably 20s. In his 20s, to be completely honest.
But he was trying to go viral on social media, so he jumped into the alligator exhibit at Busch Gardens and recorded a video of him with his Steve Irwin impression. Crikey! You know, out there with the alligators, the crocodiles and stuff like that. But nobody was hurt. Guest was not hurt. Employees were not hurt. Animals were not hurt in the incident. But, you know, maybe this kid should have been hurt, you know? Teach him a lesson. Text the 520. If the alligator ate him, it might save other idiots.
Maybe.
I agree.
Maybe. I just don't understand it. Like, I don't understand the thought process between doing something like that. Even dumb stuff in general. Like, I always think of what could happen later. Like, how did you not realize that you were going to get in trouble?
I mean, maybe he thought the alligators don't move that quick.
Has he never watched the Discovery Channel?
Or maybe they're, or any, you know, ruthless nature videos on Instagram.
Yeah.
I follow some of these Instagram pages, and yeah, I would never come near an alligator. I've seen the death roll. Man, they're quick.
Yes,
I was watching this video the other day of a warthog just like on the very edge of the water, just getting whatever little drips of water he can at the very edge, knowing how dangerous of a situation he was in.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, just wham, an alligator out of nowhere. Just lunges at him, and the thing was quick. I mean, it got away.
Yeah.
I was impressed at how fast that warthog was. But yeah, alligators, they get pounced quick.
Yeah, like, so why, that's what I'm saying, like, why would you think that that was okay? In what brain cell? Wait, hey, you know what's a good idea? Let's do this.
The more dangerous, the more like Cheyenne.
Stupid.
Like that influencer you were just telling me about off air that was up in an airplane.
Oh, yeah.
And decided to jump out of the airplane and let the plane crash out in the woods of some like remote forest area.
Yeah.
All in an effort to try and go viral and get likes.
Well, virals and likes don't matter when you're doing 22 years in prison, which is what he's facing.
Or if you die.
Yeah.
Eaten by
an alligator.
Idiot. I kind of wish he did. Like, if I were there, I would have kind of hoped for that. I would have been rooting for the alligator. I'm like, get him, boy.
Team alligator.
Yeah. How often are you going to see an alligator eat an idiot in person?
Not often. It's a lifetime experience.
It's like seeing Bigfoot.
Pull out your cameras, kids.
That's right. Better document this. Doesn't happen very often in public like this.
As it shouldn't.
What's the dumbest thing you've personally watched somebody do? Texts are still rolling in at 22108. Text the 309. I watched my sister try to pet an elk up in the Grand Canyon. Which, I mean, we were talking about the wild animals in Yellowstone. There's a lot of videos going around of people getting up next to the bison and taking selfies.
Just leave them alone.
Text is 623. I watched my husband meet and kiss another woman at a bar that he denies to this day.
Oh.
Text of the 602. I watched somebody walk across fire while camping. He was drunk, of course.
Of course he was.
It was one of those dares.
It's like something like your Washington friends would do.
Yeah. Just sitting around getting hammered. Just thinking back on videos you've seen of people walking across hot coals.
And you're like, I can do that. That's no problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Liquid courage. Yeah. Yeah. Text of the 520 back in 1987.
I like that there's a year.
It's 87.
So okay,
we had a couple of kegs at a desert party. Thousands of teenagers were having a good time. And some idiot lit a Swaro on fire. As cool as the fire was, it was a great way to get everybody in some real trouble.
Yeah. It's always the one idiot that ruins it for everyone.
Text of the 928. Granted, it was hilarious. How about Max Savage at the Waste Management Phoenix Open? Running out onto the golf course.
Yeah, we all pretty much witnessed that.
Yeah.
So.
Texted the 602, went on a beach vacation to California. People were wearing masks in the ocean. That COVID can swim, Cheyenne.
Oh my gosh. I was at, okay, speaking of stupid things that you've seen people do in this specific topic. I was at Easton's baseball practice a couple weeks ago, and there was, I feel so bad even saying this out loud, but it made me giggle. A lady walking her dog outside by herself with a mask on.
You never know.
And I was like, that makes...
You never know when that COVID virus may sneak up behind you, Cheyenne.
But
you never know.
You know what? To each their own, I suppose.
Text the 570. Watched a guy tinkle on an electric fence on a dare.
I've seen a handful of people do that.
Text of the 623. I was at a new friend's house on Friday for a barbecue. The husband found a grasshopper in the kitchen, held it up, showed it to us, and ate it.
Ew!
Just as we were getting ready to sit down to eat.
Ew.
He was trying to impress his new friend, Cheyenne.
That's your go-to?
Right, watch this.
What should you eat? Live grasshopper.
Yeah, only real men will eat a live grasshopper.
Really, though?
Gunner and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 1079.
Go ahead, text the show at 22108.
Sounds like some pretty good stuff, Cheyenne.
I bet it was.
Some new Lainey Wilson.
I love that song.
Lainey recently said how long she made her boyfriend wait before announcing that they were a couple. 2 years.
2 years.
So now at the ACMs a couple of weeks ago, that was the first time they were seen in public,
yeah,
right?
That was his debut. Like, we didn't even know she was dating anyone.
So, and when she was here at the Bird's Nest during the Phoenix Open, did we ask her if she was dating anybody?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe it was after the fact. We should have asked if she was dating somebody or something like that. I just remember thinking about it around that time. Mm-hmm. And maybe we should have. We could have had the lead on the story. And if not, she was a liar. She should have lied to her face.
Private.
No.
Why does that make her a liar?
I mean, we recorded a video with Lainey backstage talking about her hindquarters, you know, her rear end, you know. But I mean, if somebody asked you to your face, are you single or are you dating somebody? Like, if that was us.
Yeah.
What would she have said?
I would hope that she would go, I do have a boyfriend. I'm seeing someone. Okay. Yeah. But she probably wouldn't go into detail.
Dang, man. That was a missed opportunity.
It really was. But I just I wouldn't think about it because she's not in the tabloids like that.
I know, but you don't have, you're not curious as to who she's into or what kind of guy
she's
into?
Honestly, I wasn't at all. Like, no part of me thought, put two and two in Lainey with a person. Like, I just didn't.
But she mentioned how long she made him wait before going public in a recent interview. Here is Lainey Ray.
He's a good dude. He knows what it's like chasing a dream because he's done that for himself. He was in the NFL. He tried out literally for the Steelers and made it and had a really great run with them, went out to the LA Rams and did that now. But I'll tell you, he is good as gold, supports me, would never come in between anything that I'm trying to do. He's like, go get it, girl. And I made him wait for a while. I mean, it's been a little over 2 years now.
Yeah.
Wow. 2 years.
I mean, think about Lainey Wilson over the last 2 years. She just skyrocketed
to
stardom.
Did.
And now she's a superstar in country music. And now it's known that she's got a boyfriend. But I mean, I dig it. I dig the way that she did that, you know, but maybe it's just me being married too long. I don't get why there's a rush to make it official on social media these days.
I think with social media, anything with social media is just a way to just show off what you got going on in your life. I don't think that it has anything to do with establishing your relationship to the world. It's just, look at me, look at me.
Yeah.
And I get that. Like, I understand the concept behind it because I've been there. Like, I'm in the dating world, so I get it.
I mean, I'm sure you felt good that moment you were able to post that picture of you and your boyfriend.
Yeah.
The first time, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, I was like, oh, this is awesome. I get to show people my man when he was my man and everybody else.
Now we look at that picture of you and your man thinking how much of a dirtbag he is.
No, I still don't even think that about him. Stop.
Oh, look at Cheyenne in the dirtbag.
No, I go, oh, look at Cheyenne and how happy she was. And then I get really confused. I'm like, oh, he looks happy too. I'm so confused. Yeah. It's weird.
If you didn't know Cheyenne's boyfriend at the time, you know, he was canoodling with like 8 other women. Just crazy. I don't have the time for that. I'm getting stressed. I'm married. I'm getting stressed just like thinking about like one other one. Like, how do you have the time? It's crazy.
Yeah. God love him, though.
But how long were you with somebody before you announced it? You know, like Lainey Wilson, it was a couple of years.
Yeah.
You know, before she even announced it. I'm thinking back to when I was dating my wife. You know, I don't even remember making it official. Because usually, like, these days, when you got Facebook, you got Instagram, you post your first phone.
You're struggling today.
My braces are really giving me a tough time today.
Yeah.
But you post that photo together for the first time, and maybe you've been an item for a good amount of time, you know, and your friends know about you and stuff like that, but you post that first photo saying it's a fit or whatever, you know, and then everybody's like, it's about time. You know, I mean, you get all those comments on there and you get a lot of likes from people that, you know, knew you guys were an item, but now it's official on Facebook.
I think like my ex-boyfriend Brandon and I, we were together for 3.5 months.
Whoa, long time.
Well, we worked together for 9 total. But like, I think that's how long I waited before I posted a picture of him.
3 months still seems like kind of quick.
I don't know.
But I mean, like, you move things along pretty... I mean,
I did it.
You move things along pretty quick. But you, like you said, this one, you waited a little bit longer.
Yeah, so, yeah.
You know, I mean, this is what you're... What did you say? It was the longest you've waited to make it official or something like
moved,
that, right?
Compared to, like, and it's... I moved so slow because I'd learned so much. Like, I'm definitely...
Which a lot of people would say.
Yeah.
Still 3 months is pretty darn quick.
Not to
it's
post
still 9
on
months.
Social media. It's not like I moved. You're making me just sound like I moved in with him after 3 months. It was a picture on Instagram.
Yeah, but to make it an Instagram official after 3 months, do you really know somebody after 3 months?
My God.
Now you got to go
clean. Clearly not.
Now you got to, now you got to go clean your Instagram up. Who wants to go through that effort? No, just wait. Wait till you're engaged before you announce it. Then you don't got to go back through your Instagram and wipe out all the pictures and stuff.
Because that sucks. That sucks.
How long were you with somebody before you made it official? Was it a good length of time? You can text us at 22108.
Yeah, they're always on their phones. So give them a follow.
Gunner and Cheyenne on Instagram, Facebook, and dancing on TikTok too. Woohoo!
All right.
Camel Country 107.9.
Well, how long did you go before announcing your new relationship to the world by way of social media or, I don't know, through a loudspeaker on stage? I don't know. I mean, however you want to announce your relationship, how long did you wait? For Lainey Wilson, she waited 2 years.
It's a long time. It's a really long time. Like, he's a keeper.
Which, you know, I guess when you're in the spotlight, you know, I'm sure you're going to get a lot of criticism, you know, if people don't like who you're dating.
Yeah.
They don't like the way he looks. He may, you fans may feel like he's not the right person for you.
Yeah, because they know you so well.
I know. I'm sure they get it all the time. I'm sure, like, Taylor Swift, her fans probably have something to say about every person that she dates.
That's a lot of them.
You know what I mean? When we saw Lainey Wilson's boyfriend for the first time, I said it. I said, I never would have expected him to look like that.
Yeah. You did. You did say
that. I said those exact words, but I didn't get on social media and be like, Lainey, how dare you? He's ugly. You can do so much better. I never did that.
He's not ugly.
I never said that.
Yeah.
You know, but there are people that do that. And, you know, maybe Lainey Wilson, when her career was just getting ready to take off, she probably thought it was wise to kind of keep it on the DL, you know? And now she has come forth with it. And it's been 2 years. So how long did you wait? You know, before announcing your relationship, I'm thinking back to mine. You know, I've been married 15 years.
Yes.
And I don't even think Facebook was around for me to even announce something.
Was she at least in your top five on MySpace?
I don't even know. I remember having MySpace before her.
Uh-huh.
I just think there was kind of like a lull, you know, because I think when I created a Facebook, I was already married. So there was no announcement, no announcing anything.
It was like when you just set up your profile, it's just like, oh, married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, from the outside looking in, I feel like, why not just keep it off social media until you're married? I mean, why be posting stuff on social media? Because if things go awry, then you're having to go through and delete all those photos and everybody's got questions.
You're not wrong. You're absolutely not wrong. It's just that's not the way that our world works anymore.
I texted the 480, 11 years together and still nothing official. I challenge Cheyenne to do the same.
No. No.
Can Cheyenne ever keep it quiet?
No.
I think she's itching for the moment.
Secret keeper.
Yeah, itching for the moment to be able to post a photo of her and her boyfriend. Just itching for the moment.
No. No.
Bet you if he was ugly, you'd wait.
I probably wouldn't date him if he was ugly. That sounded so shallow.
Yeah. A little bit.
If I find you attractive, I genuinely won't care what anybody else has to say, generally.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah, but I feel like if they're more attractive, you're just itching to get a photo of you and
anybody
him on social media.
Would. You why are you saying it's just me?
So
pretty
okay.
Sure anybody would.
So I mean, is that what am I trying to say?
Yeah,
here?
What are you trying to say?
I'm gonna put my shovel away.
Yeah.
I will not say it.
Uh-huh.
Nope.
Should probably do that. I'm not even like, it's not, I'm not at that place. So
yeah.
I don't know. TBD.
TBD.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the challenge is out there, Cheyenne, if you want to wait until marriage before you post your first photo of you and your boyfriend.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you right now, I won't be doing that. That won't happen. Not
gonna accept
all.
That challenge.
No.
Come on, be that strong, independent woman. You don't need a photo with a boy.
I will politely bow out of that challenge.
Just keep posting photos of you in your underwear. I mean, that's all you got to worry about. No more couple photos.
People don't go
to your Instagram for the couple photos.
They're workout right. Shorts.
Appreciate those texts today. We got Tuesday Confessions coming up next.
What if a mouse could change the world?
Yeah, they're always on their phones, so give them a follow.
Gunner and Cheyenne on Instagram, Facebook, and dancing on TikTok, too.
Woohoo! All right!
Camel Country, 107.9.
It is Tuesday. We do it every Tuesday at about this time. It is time for Tuesday Confessions.
My Tuesday confession. Just send us an anonymous text in Gunner and Cheyenne. We'll help you get it off your chest. My Tuesday confession.
No, you can text us anonymously at 22108. No names, no area codes. Now, we do have a theme today.
Love a good theme.
And a theme is coming off a recent story that is in the news of Governor Katie Hobbs rejecting a bill that would have prevented another educator from shooting adult content in the public classroom. Now, this is a bill that was proposed following what happened out in Lake Havasu in their in the Lake Havasu Unified School District. This was last year. There's a husband and wife that were teaching. There were teachers there at this school. And officials discovered that they had allegedly used the campus to make explicit content after school hours.
It's not funny.
They were making, use your imagination. Yeah. Their husband and wife after hours in a classroom making videos that they were posting onto OnlyFans. So when asked about this, the wife regretted, you know, filming the footage on campus, but says she was forced to start making online content. She was forced to start making online content due to her low teaching salary. Now we know, and I think we all agree, the teachers don't get paid enough.
Oh, for sure.
For doing what they do. Nowhere near enough for doing what they do. But yeah, so they started making this online content. Now this bill came about following this story at Lake Havasu. To prevent, you know, after hours using of the classrooms to film adult content. Now, the reason she vetoed it was because it was just written in such a vague manner. She's not for, you know, this footage being filmed in classrooms. It was just the way it was written. That's why she vetoed it. I'm sure it'll come back around at some point to where teachers cannot film adult content in their classroom.
The fact that we even need a bill that says you can't do this is a problem.
But look at the day and age we live in, Cheyenne. I know. You can make a lot of money with Instagram Reels. You can make a lot of money with TikTok and OnlyFans. So this husband and wife had an OnlyFans account and posted a video from, hey, look at we're teachers. Look what we're doing in the classroom. You know, and try to get views and likes and subscribers and stuff.
Right. I mean, I understand it. I get it.
This story out of Lake Havasu. But that's where we're on the theme this morning on Tuesday Confessions. As an educator, because we know you don't get paid enough, what are you doing on the side to make some additional money? Could be as innocent as Uber Eats. Whatever. If that's what it is, text us at 22108.
It could be as non-innocent as an OnlyFans.
Yeah. And again, it's completely anonymous. No names, no area codes. Be it you're the educator or you're a friend or family member of the educator. What are they doing to make some additional money to make ends meet? Because, yeah, I think we all agree. Educators, teachers, they don't make enough money. They barely make enough to survive.
Agreed.
So they're doing some additional stuff, side hustles and whatever else to make some additional money. So what is that for you? Text us at Tuesday Confessions here, 22108. No names, no area codes. We'll get it to your text. Coming up next, here on Camel Country.
Yeah, they're always on their phones, so give them a follow.
Gunner and Cheyenne on Instagram, Facebook, and dancing on TikTok, too. Woohoo! All right. Camel Country, 1079.
Every time it came on.
It's Camel Country, Gunner and Cheyenne, Tuesday Confessions. Today, we have a theme. The theme is, as an educator, what are you doing on the side to make some additional money? On this theme today, because there was a story that recently came out. Actually, this happened last year on up in Lake Havasu. At the Lake Havasu Unified School District, there was a married couple who were both teachers at this school that it was discovered that they were using the school campus to make explicit content after hours. In a statement, the female of the duo there said that she regretted making the video on campus, but said she was forced to start making online content due to her low teaching salary.
Which, I hear you. I just feel like at this day and age, it's so easy to make your own home studio that, like, you didn't need to do it at the school.
I know, but you can go on OnlyFans and see videos from anywhere, Cheyenne. But, I mean, to do it in a classroom, it's all about the setting. It's all about the production value, Cheyenne. Heard that before, right?
Yes, I have.
If you can do it in a legitimate classroom, that's production value. That's something that the other person on the OnlyFans page next one down does not have.
Okay, valid.
And your husband and wife, you know, you're there working long hours. You know, it sucks that teachers and educators who spend so much time with our kids that educate the upcoming generation, they barely make enough to get by.
Yeah.
It sucks. So a lot of these educators, a lot of these teachers, they have a side hustle, you know, to make ends meet and to make that additional money. For this couple, they're on an OnlyFans account. But what is it for you? Or who is it? What is it for somebody you know who is an educator? What is their side hustle? What are they doing? With Tuesday Confessions, no names, no area codes. You can text us at 22108. Here are some of the texts coming in, Cheyenne.
Okay.
Text, My friend is a teacher, and she makes a killing with feet pictures and selling bathwater. It makes me want to shave my feet and give it a try. Cheyenne tried the feet thing. Did you close your OnlyFans?
I did. It just is so much work, and I just didn't have the time. No, I didn't want to make the time.
You just were fishing in the wrong pond.
I guess so.
Somehow you got to get, and you didn't want anybody to know about it, like anybody listening. You didn't want anybody to have the link to go look at your feet picture.
Yeah.
Oh, those are the feet of Cheyenne on the radio? Oh.
I think that was the issue. Like, if I would have been a lot more open about it, it probably would have done better.
I feel like you need to use your social media to be able to advertise,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you do. You do.
And if you want to be anonymous, you can't really do that.
No, it was very difficult, so. Yeah.
But she sells the bath water.
I'll go take a bath right now.
Bottle it up and sell it.
Yeah. But you want the bath water.
All right, you can text your offers to 22108. Text for anyone who is a certified teacher and wants more money. I recommend teaching in a prison facility. Ooh. The teachers there make anywhere between $60,000 to $70,000, which is really good money for an educator.
Oh, wow. And you'd be making like such a difference. Like, those are people who'd like want to learn.
But it's so much easier just to bottle up bath water, Cheyenne.
Tell me about it.
Text, I'm a single mom and a kindergarten teacher. I tutor and deliver for DoorDash, and I'm still just making ends meet. Ugh. As a grown adult, my parents even have to help when emergencies arise because I just can't build up a savings account.
I don't like that at all.
That sucks. The teachers have to deal with that.
That's not okay.
Text, I do DoorDash and just recently started an OnlyFans account.
Mm.
It's especially popular for the younger teachers.
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, doing that is popular for the younger teachers. Yeah. Text, my 14-year-old son's teacher is an adult dancer. I love going to the club and watching her. I mean, help her out with her bills. Well worded. Text, I'm a teacher and I donate my plasma. And I have a side job working at a local wood crafting studio.
Oh, that's cool.
Got a lot of bartender texts coming in.
Uh-huh.
Text, I married a doctor.
Does he have any friends?
See, I guess that's one way to make ends meet if you're a teacher. Just marry rich.
Yeah. That's one way to make ends meet, period.
Yeah. How about we just, like, make a movement and just get these teachers paid more?
Agreed. You know? What do we do for that?
I don't know. Good question.
We'll lead that charge.
Go ahead, Cheyenne.
You had the idea first.
Here's Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, they're always on their phones, so give them a follow.
Gunner and Cheyenne on Instagram, Facebook, and dancing on TikTok, too.
Woohoo! All right!
Camel Country, 107.9.
Well, I think all of us baseball fans can say, thank God the D-backs are kind of doing well this season.
Thank God.
They are tied for number one atop the National League West. They're tied with the Dodgers. They are tied for second place in the National League behind the Braves. And they are number eight in the power rankings I've released today.
Which I love. I think this is awesome.
So you got number one is the Tampa Bay Rays, followed by the Rangers, Astros, Orioles, Yankees, Dodgers, Braves, D-backs.
That is a solid list to be behind, though. And to be right there at the top, like, that's impressive.
So congrats to the D-backs. Also, congrats to Torrey Lovello. They extended his contract.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you not? The dude's just a good dude. You know, we sat down with him for our Men Who Mimosa podcast, which you can listen to it on our on-demand channel. Just tap the Odyssey app, search Gunner and Cheyenne, and just having a conversation with him. And how he handles those big personalities in the locker room and how he just represents and stands behind his guys.
Yeah, he's a good person. I feel like Torrey he makes such a good manager because he's such a dad. Like, he would be that dad manager who also wants to be your friend. Like, he's the cool guy. You know what I mean? Because that's just that's the kind of person that he is.
But he's making the right decisions, the right moves with the teams right now, with that team right now. So they're doing really well. And my bets on the Diamondbacks winning the National League West and the National League still holding strong. I did get a cash out offer, though, on the app that I made the bet on.
Okay, well, how much was your bet in the first place?
$10.
Okay.
To win $410 if the D-backs win the West.
Okay.
They're offering me $20 to cash out right now.
Not $20.
I've already doubled my money.
Look at you go, big player.
Do I cash out or no? Cash out or no?
Hold strong.
Hold strong. Yeah. Hold out for the $400. Yes. But as the season goes on, if the D-backs still progress, they'll up that cash out offer.
Maybe you'll get 30.
You know, why not? I more than double my money at that point.
It's a solid deal if you ask me.
I'll hold out. I'll hold out for the $410 when the D-backs win the West.
I love it.
But congrats, Tori. And the D-backs, they're out on the East Coast. They're out in Washington, taking on the Nationals. First pitch is at 4:05 this afternoon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.